great outdoors. No, this is what it's all about. Fresh air, clean dirt, nothing to depend on but your own sweat and toil. Hey, honey, come on, put your back into it.
Okay, dear. All packed.
Thanks, Sugar Booger. Oh, this is gonna be the best camping trip ever. Boys, are you ready to move out?
Jimmy, not that no TV and ticks in your sleeping bag isn't fun, but why do we have to go camping with you?
Because if you don't, I'll be forced to publish these photos of you guys playing with Pomona Beach Debbie dolls.
Pomona Beach Debbie is an action figure. She possesses super mutant powers which can defeat any adversary, except Ultralord, of course.
I like the pretty bathing suits.
What is it? Insect repellent? A compass? Toilet paper? These frilly luxuries will just weigh us down.
Hugh, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yeah, of course I do. Don't forget, I was an acorn lad. I remember everything I've ever learned. You're like the song that we used to sing. We are the acorn lads. Something, something, the acorn lads.
Come on, Goddard!
No, no, no! No technology at all on this trip. Today, we pit our neutron hardihood against the savage wild, man and boy, against nature. Come on, boys, sing it with me. We are acorn lads.
Bye-bye. Woo-hoo! Alone at last. Come on, Goddard. Let's break out the cookie dough and watch gladiator movies.
And forever we'll be something.
Well, look, here we are.
Dad, this isn't the campground.
Yeah, campgrounds are for tenderfoots, Jimbo. What with their fancy running water and first aid kits and adequate lighting? Oh, no, we're headed deep into the untamed wild.
Jimmy, your dad is beginning to scare me.
Don't worry, guys. I worked all last night on a very special invention. We won't be roughing it on this camping trip.
Come on, boys, follow me into this mosquito-infested bog.
Hey, wait a minute. This is the fourth time we've been through this bog. Dad, I think we're lost.
Lost, are we? Oh, no. This is my old secret campsite. Or close enough. It's got trees and rocks and stuff. Yeah, you boys set up camp. I go bring back fire. See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, here's the plan. When he gets back, Carl, you hit him over the head with a coconut, and I'll go for his legs.
No need, Gene. I told you, we're not gonna rough it on this trip. Behold the remarkable simplicity that is the Neutron Camp in a Box.
Well, how are we gonna fit in there?
It's every convenience you could wish for in a stark wilderness setting. Observe.
Wow!
Cool!
Good evening, sir. May I bring you something?
Who's that?
Oh, that's just Rayburn. He's a holographic butler I programmed into the campsite.
May I suggest for the young masters a 72 purple flurp with a plate of hot wings and a video game?
Are these outdoors great or what?
Yeah.
Whoa! I've never felt more at one with nature.
Come on, spark, will you? We must make fire. No, it's no use. I've tried everything. Rocks, moss, even this highly combustible dirt. I just can't get anything to spark. Maybe my backwoods skills aren't what they used to be. Wait a minute. What's all the hubbub?
Hey, Jimmy, if your butler's just a hologram, How come he can make us chuck his sundaes and stuff?
He's composed of specially solidified photons. You can pick them up at any hardware store.
Well, his pork tartare is out of this world.
Jimbo, what have you done?
Dad, you're back already. I can explain.
No need, son. I can see for myself. You did a great job setting up this campsite.
Oh, I did?
Well, a little flashy for my taste, but it looks like you got the old wilderness genes after all.
Good evening, sir. May I bring you something?
Jimbo, who's the shimmery guy?
He's a park ranger. He helped us set up.
I would suggest you not poke me, sir. You'll disrupt my phasing.
What the? Wait a minute. He's one of your hologrammy thingies, isn't he? Oh, now. Get it? You set all this up using technology, Jimbo. I am very disappointed in you.
But you said I could set up camp.
Yeah, Neutron doesn't need fancy gadgets to survive in the wild. I'm sorry, son, but this stuff is going to have to go.
No, Dad!
No buts, young man. Now, how do I turn all this stuff off?
You'd have to remove the power pack, sir, just under the soda bar.
Dad, wait, the reactor!
Of course, removing the power pack while the core is still active will lead to a catastrophic meltdown. In 5, 4, 3...
Run!
Will you be needing anything else, sir?
Our camp! Our equipment! Everything's gone!
We're doomed!
All right, Nina, calm down. I know what you're all thinking. This is Jimmy's fault. But don't worry. I can still use my wilderness skills to get all of us home safely.
But, Dad, it's almost too dark to see the trail.
A true camper doesn't trust his eyes, Jimbo. He goes by pure animal instinct. This way, lads! Miney Moe.
You said eeny twice.
Oh, it's no use. We're done for. It's all my fault. The truth is, I'm a rotten camper. There, I said it. The other acorn lads used to dunk my head in the bug juice. I can't even make a stupid fire.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. We'll find a way out of this. I don't care if you're a mediocre camper. I still think you're a great dad.
Thanks, son. I needed to hear that.
So you couldn't even make a fire.
Oh, no. It's starting. The gnawing hunger must resist desire for human flesh!
Hey, wait a minute, Carl. But that didn't sound like your stomach.
It's a dead end! We'll have to make a stand right here, boys!
Who knew it would end like this? Trapped between these bright yellow rocks and these clear, sparkly ones.
Yellow? Why, that's sulfur! And this is phosphorus! Dad, that's it! We can still save ourselves by making a fire from the natural elements around us!
Yeah, but Jimmy, I can't. I don't know.
Carl and Dad, you're the only one who can save us! We'll distract the bear!
Yeah, we will?
Come on. Oh, no. Back. Give way, for I, Hugh Neutron, have made fire.
Dad, you did it.
Behold, bear, I am man, the pointy tip of the food chain. Gaze upon my opposable thumbs and tremble. Yeah, they hate it when you mention the thumbs.
Goddard! Oh, there you are, boys!
You sugar booger!
Mom, how did you know to come save us?
Goddard detected the high levels of radiation from when your box exploded. Good thing I implanted a homing chip under your father's skin, or I never would have been able to find you.
Oh yeah, that darn thing still itches me.
Trip ever!
It's just like I intended. Our little nature experience has brought us all closer together. Yeah, we ought to rough it more often.
Your diet flurp, sir.
I love the outdoors.